Depending where you are listening to the world today, I am Carol Connor, and I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these accelerated times on the change of our planet to offer guidance and inspiration. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. You could ask any question that you want. I do encourage you to stick to one question, the thing that's at the top of your head right now. We usually do a little, we start taking calls 15 minutes into the show. I will give out the number so you can be all nice and ready. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And what I wanted to talk about today was a couple of things that are going on with our up-and-coming classes, first of all, and then I wanted to get into this. It is the season. We're doing a repeat of What the Bleep Happened to the Secret this Wednesday. So if you weren't able to catch on this Sunday's class, we are doing a two-hour teleclass. And this, you could have a 30-day playback, and so you can listen to it as many times as you want. And that starts from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's What the Bleep Happened to the Secret. This is where we're going to go into the other, What the Bleep was this great movie that showed about how much our words had effect on our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies. And the secret was all about the law of attraction. What was missing as far as with the, not that anything was missing, that the law of attraction is just one of the seven spiritual laws. They all work in unity. And so now that you have the law of attraction down, I'm going to introduce you to the other six of them. So they all work in unity for you, because if you're living a life where you're feeling more fear about money, about relationships, those kind of things are shaking up. Your core belief systems are coming up, and it's key to manifest, to be able to manifest like a master, like our birthright. What's our divine birthright is to have flow in all departments of our life. If you're not quite doing it yet, there's absolute tools and things that you can do to create more flow in your life. So, again, this Wednesday, What the Bleep Happened in Secret, and you could sign up by emailing union1111@yahoo.com or calling 860-887-1201. Then this weekend, this Sunday, we have a mediumship class. That's 3:30 to 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, and that is also taped for 30 days. That's this Sunday, the 14th of December, and that's where I will go into the abilities to open up mediumship skills. I believe that we all have mediumship skills. This is not only a divine few that has them. We all have them. But a lot of times, we're see it, believe it society. So if we don't see the people, we don't believe it. Or sometimes grief could get in the way. So I will go into a deep discussion about how you could tune into your own mediumship abilities and also give you tools. This comes with a booklet, and so you could work further on developing your own mediumship skills so you can talk to those and communicate to those loved ones that have crossed over. And then on the Tuesday, the 16th, I'm doing a free teleclass, and that is all about forgiveness, and it's the key to a happy holiday season. And the importance of forgiveness, especially during the holidays and the new year. And so that is from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All of this is on the website. So if you do not receive the free newsletter, it's really a great opportunity for you to see what the upcoming events are happening, because we're doing a lot of shifting and changing going around. We're going to, after the first of the year, we are going to start a series from What the Bleep Happened to the Secret, because what I'm seeing all over the world is people are really looking for help and information and advice, because they're understanding that they're hitting core belief systems of, let's say, their they're having money issues, and they're really understanding that they their self-worth issues are coming up. And so we're going to be doing a weekly class that supports you. And this is, we're going on a 40-day diet here of soul cleaning, soul just New Year's resolution of getting down, clearing out your house. It's physically, mentally, emotionally. This will be a weekly class that you sign up for. It's going to be on Tuesday nights. I'm really excited about bringing this because part of when we're making any pivotal change, any kind of change in our lifestyle, it takes a good 40 days, guys, 40 days to create a new neural pathway in your brain. And so then it becomes a habit. And so that a lot of times we could get all charged up and we could get all happy. And then all of a sudden we kind of start losing the charge. And then it's like sometimes people call it the testing period. When I read the energy, I see the testing period is more like, think of it, visualize a big magnet in front of your heart. And so let's say you're working on core issues of lack and scarcity. So you want to get rid of any belief systems in any direction of space of time that has to do with lack and scarcity of money, of health, of relationships. And so when we start working on clearing that out, what happens is that we magnetically bring up any residual energy that has to do with lack and scarcity. So when we are making core changes, we can feel excited about that the first couple of weeks. We can really get into a good flow. And then all of a sudden, when we have these, when we're bringing up that magnet, pulling up any kind of residual energy, what happens? We can start sabotaging ourselves. And all of a sudden, we start slipping out of good habits. We start stepping backwards. We start just getting into the comfortable, because it literally is a neural pathway in your brain. So you start going back to old habits versus going and directing proactively your energy into the new habit. So that 40 days is really important for pivotal changes. And so just think of there's no mistake in the Bible when it said Jesus went to the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, and he alone by himself. And he was doing a lot of deep soul searching there. And so there's no mistake that it's a 40 days, because this is where, again, to put down new neural pathways through the new channels, new open doorways through our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies. It does take that practice. That's why I always refer to that we are the masters in process and practice, and we are the masters. We're the angels having the human experience. And sometimes we don't remember that. Going back into during this busy holiday season, pay attention to how many times what you say, the words after you say, I am. So many times I'm listening to people and they're saying, I am tired, I am frazzled, I am broke, I am worried, I am feeling scared. And so we really want to pay attention to what we say after the word I am. I am is one of the biggest commandments of our energy. We're commanding our energy in the present time. And so whatever words we use after when we say I am is very important. So especially when we get into the hustle bustle time, especially when there's a lot of fear out there now, as we are anchoring in new changes collectively and individually, just again, think of the magnet in front of the heart. It pulls up the heart energy. It pulls up the energies of any residual energies that are going into lack, scarcity, any kind of fear energy is coming up in and around the heart for us to be relieved, to release it, to repattern it. So those words, what we say after I am, you want to be very mindful of what you say. Pause for a second. Pay attention. Tune in. Even when somebody says, how you doing? I pay attention. I'm okay. I am not. I'm frazzled. I'm this. I can't wait till this holiday season's over. I hate holidays, blah, blah, blah. All of those things, when you start tuning in, slowing down, and listening to what you're saying and what you're putting out there to the universal energy, and the universal energy is open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, totally listening, taking in. It's a blank canvas that's right out in front of us, and so we put our orders out there consciously or subconsciously. And so when we say a word that adds an extra charge of what we're ordering up for ourselves, going back to law of attraction, so especially when we say the word I am, because that is where, again, it has like the, imagine the jet float feel behind that word, because it is such a powerful word that's calling the God part of us is what it is. I am that I am is the highest form of connecting into the God self, God aspect of us. And so when we want to, again, pay attention to holding that posture of the master, of holding that I am that I am energy, and really watch the words that we say after that are not very empowering after the word I am. So especially, again, when you get busy, when you get tired, when you get scattered, you tend to get off of good energy habits. So that's what we're all here for on the Carrie O'Connor Show and the Dr. Pat Show, as far as empowerment and to offer guidance so you can reclaim your divine inheritance. And so that's what we love to focus on during the shows, and especially as we are getting into 209, what my guides are saying to me, there's a real acceleration that started, especially 3 weeks ago. If you guys have been feeling shifts in your energy field the last 3 weeks, that you've been feeling a real pressure or pushing, or that things have kind of come up into your face as far as old patterns or fears. If you have noticed an acceleration with this, especially in the last 3 weeks, you're right on time with the tide of, think of it as we're getting energetic love washes, is what I like to call it, and these love washes are very high frequency energy that washes over the whole planet and each of the inhabitants of the planets. And if we resist these love washes, it's like it has us in a state of fear and contracting our energy. When we're more open to these, we, again, with that magnet, visualize that magnet pulling up our core belief systems that have us in separation, in ego, in the wounded child. And so it's a wonderful opportunity for us to work with these energies and be the observer in our life as far as how we are directing our energy. Are we doing it in a proactive way? Are we doing it in an empowerment way? Or are we doing it where the wounded child is in the driver's seat? Because when the wounded child is in the driver's seat, just if you saw a three-year-old driving a car, you'd be jumping out of the way. That's what happens when we our wounded part or our ego gets in the driver's seat, because the ego is all about edging the God essence out. And so when we start paying attention and go inward, and 209, especially the first 6 months, is all about finding our way back inward into our heart, into our wholeness, into our holiness. And as we do this, it gives us more of a solid base to stand firmly in remembering, reawakening, repatterning, reclaiming our divine birthright. And this is not only a special few people's, it is all of our divine birthright. So claim it, and that is, and it will become yours. And you'll notice the changes in your life. It cannot not. This is the way the energy flows. So we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. For contact information, it's Yahoo, Union, 1111 at yahoo.com. And we'll be taking your phone calls after this very first break.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to announce the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. 4 nights, 4 extraordinary speakers, each with a message of hope, inspiration, and love. Join Carolyn Mace, Michael Beckwith, Gary Zukav, and Don Miguel Ruiz, all right here in Seattle. Purchase the entire series and get 4 events for the price of 3. Tickets are on sale now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information, event dates, and to purchase your tickets. All events will be held at the new Celebration Hall at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle on Sandpoint Way. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for details. Series tickets would make a perfect gift for someone you care about this holiday season.
HeartPlanet.com, a positive-focused social network. Meet people who treat others well and live their best life. Join and post a profile for your positive-based business, your music, book, or creative project. Let the world know what you're up to. Go to heart-planet.com, a positive focus on meeting people, a positive focus on entertainment. Connect. Be entertained. Be inspired. Heart-planet.com.
For years, I was searching for a church that spoke about God in ways that made sense to me, in ways that recognized my struggles in life and then helped me find solutions. I found that church. It's the Center for Spiritual Living, a wonderful community that is helping me build a better life and a better world. Each Sunday, Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires me to create a world that works not only for me, but for everyone.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with 3 Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
Do you feel stuck with anxiety or depression? Imagine having the momentum and the tools to create emotional freedom. Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough and Empowerment Program helps you to release deeply rooted emotions from your subconscious and cellular memory, thus allowing you to access your true potential. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND or visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
want to help people, and you know that the angels can help. You understand that as each person heals, our world takes a step towards peace. Become a certified angelic life coach and learn how to guide others in their healing with help from the angels. AngelsTeach.com offers a comprehensive six-month teleclass training program that can launch you into a career with angels right from your home. For more information or to register, visit AngelsTeach.com.
Carrie Connor Show, and I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And Benny, why don't we go right to those phone lines?
Sounds like a groovalicious plan. We have Maureen standing by, and she's calling in from Tacoma. She's looking for a little bit of partnership help, and that's about it. I'll have her explain. It's a little easier for her. So, Maureen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yes, I'd like to know anything to help me to kind of move forward at this time in my personal life. I think I'm moving forward professionally. It's going really fast, but anything on the personal level would be great.
Okay. You know, Maureen, I'm seeing, first of all, a paternal grandfather coming in, and he's showing me the name James, and so I want to get the name James, and also CJ, like Charles James, and he showed me my grandfather Charles, and just write those names down because they might make sense later with you or the partner. And but also he's doing, when I see them doing a shaking your hand, nice to meet you, that means to me they want to reconnect, and it's about generational patterns on dad's side of the energy. But it's not only about the generational patterns that come on males, the male side, and the male energy. We're all male and female energy. It's the energy that we put out into the world. And so what he's showing me, especially when I go and I'm looking at your energy field and I go into the mental level, which is the 4 to 7 feet above our energy field, he's clearing out clouds that have to do with past grief and past relationships. And so think of that, you've been directing your energy into the career part, you got that tuned in, and then it's stepping back and it's feeling shaky in the emotional part, and then he brings me back to when you were 4 to 5 years old, and that 7 was a significant turning point. And think about that later, especially when I go back into your second chakra, I'm seeing, again, I go to 4 to 7, and like major turning points as far as not feeling a solid foundation in the home. And so we don't have to have the big awfuls to happen in our home to not have a solid base, especially when we're sensitive and you're very empathic. You pick up on the subtle energies and what's going on in our home. And so when we don't feel, again, a solid foundation, especially in the emotional department, and we don't feel energetically and emotionally supported, it can make us feel like we have to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps, that we have to do things on our own. And that's what Maureen, he's saying that you have done since, again, you were little. And so when it comes to being able to relax and expand and allow and trust when it comes to the relationship department, that's where you feel a little shaky. And it's more your 4 to 7-year-old that feels shaky. So the first thing that he's, first of all, he's giving you the numbers 444 and 777, and he brings in a maternal grandma.
444?
Yep, 4-4. Have you been seeing a lot of those lately?
I haven't paid attention. If I have, I haven't known.
You will. You will now. When they give numbers, all of a sudden, it's like you'll see them everywhere. You'll look at the clock. You'll look at license plates. You'll see billboards. And 777 is on the ladies' side, okay? So think of the men coming in with the 444. He's taking the speakers, taking the mic, so to say, so, symbolically. But there's a bunch of other people. But it's just, this is, I have to stick with short messages when I'm on the radio. So going back to paying attention to 444 and 777, the biggest thing is going back to taking more in that 4-year-old child and think of energetically putting her in the heart, having her feel a solid foundation. So I just moved her up and I had her sit on a futon where she, when she's in her the lower chakra, she feels shaky foundation. And then again, we go into defense mechanisms that we created when we were young to protect ourselves from pain. And so this is a perfect opportunity. He also is talking about going back to the last 4 years in your life and as far as where you've been in the relationship department. And then he wants to go back to the year 207 in particular. So think of 207, so that's, we're almost into 209, so that's the last 2 years of this last 4-year period wherein I see an accordion, that means getting to issues of the heart, clearing out issues of the heart, clearing out old patterns when it has to do with the heart. And again, he keeps on saying the words allowing, relaxing, and trusting. Think of the futon as where you can lay, you know what a futon is? It's those blankets,
yes,
where,
uh-huh,
all right, picture yourself, again, at this age and your four-year-old aspect of you, laying down, and it's all, it's a very high blue color, and so that's all about communication. It's all about the third chakra, feeling connected. But the biggest thing is being and trusting and allowing more, that you can relax and think of it as that futon then is an ocean, and that ocean is all about emotions. And so you feel energetically supported. That allows you to expand your energy and not have the mental brain get feel like it's contracted, because then I see a symbolic umbrella. And so that umbrella is my symbol of waiting, like the shoe to drop, or feels like the energy is blocked. And when we feel blocked from a source, then all of a sudden, all of our wounded child's jumped in the driver's seat, and then we start feeling shaky, and then we go around the mulberry bush again. So think of this as the perfect opportunity. And then the ladies are saying 777. So that means connecting in with old soul energy, because you're a very old soul, knowing that you're making pivotal changes here that are life-altering, life-changing. And again, going back to what was going on when you were 7 years old, but this is where you're sweeping away old patterns, grounding within yourself. Then I see you with glasses that look crystal clear. So that means your perception changes when it comes to relationship, and it cannot not change every single relationship, because what you're doing is you're changing the dynamics of your energy with your wounded child. Because, and then that spills over to all relationships, because it cannot not. We're given a firm foundation versus a shaky foundation. And so that's the key right now for you in relationship. You got the job thing going on well. I see huge expansion for you, especially over this next four-year period. And it's like when I see a gas pedal, metal to the pedal, that means to me, over the next 2 months, 2 days, 2-2-2, from now to February in particular, with personal relationships, it's clearing out the fog. So think of Pig, you know, the character Pig Pen?
So
think, no. You know that character in Charlie Brown where he walks around?
Oh,
like,
yes.
Okay. All right. So think of on your right side in the mental body, again, that 4 to 7 feet, you're clearing out energy things that have to do with the mental body that goes back down to that four-year-old. So you're taking, again, spinning it out. You're directing it. Be proactive as far as releasing the energy. Then you feel really connected, because then I hear, here comes the sun. So over the next 2 days, 2 months, 2 weeks, you can absolutely feel it energetically write out yourself in a futon. Have a little picture where you draw yourself, where you brush your teeth, where you see yourself in the futon, because what that is literally doing is giving you're backing yourself up energetically, and then it allows you to not put again, that umbrella blocks out the feeling of the sun. That sun makes it feel like I go to the my emotional body doesn't feel like it. We want the sun out symbolically, because the sun makes us feel grounded, makes us feel rooted. If we don't feel rooted and grounded, then we go back to subconscious patterns or back into our history. So this is really turning points that you don't have to go back to any past relationships, because you're spilling over the success that you have in your career, you're spilling it over into personal relationship department. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's really helpful. Especially with the sun part. Can
yes,
we get it
exactly.
to shine a little bit more in the northwest?
Excuse me?
I think so.
What, hon?
I said, could we get that sun to shine a little bit more in the
absolutely.
Northwest?
Absolutely. You're absolutely doing it. If you've never asked for my energy exercise, I give out free energy exercises. Please email union1111, and this is for everybody. It's excellent tools. Then the key is to work with them, because a lot of people try and the people get excited for a while, but then they forget to work with them. Put post-its where you are. You're a motivator. So you know, post-its where you brush your teeth, post-its where you're driving, and that's reminding you to do this energy exercise. That is going to turn on your sun. And then what happens, Maureen, we have so much neural pathways in our brain that when we don't do them, we feel weird. It's like not taking a shower, not brushing our teeth. And so that's what it is, a pivotal turning point right now. And that's where you will recognize when you don't feel plugged into the sun, because you have so much of your energy trained into getting yourself aligned with that. And that goes back to the futon, little girl in the futon. That's key to allowing yourself. Allowing and trusting is part of life lesson here. Okay? All righty.
1111, is that a website or?
Yep, it's union1111 at yahoo.com is my email address. CarrieO'Connor@.com. Carrie, KERRIE. OCNNOR is the website. And you could sign on either way as far as asking for this free energy exercises. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Maureen, for calling in. And you know what, Carrie, you might have time just to start one other caller here before we go off to a break. So let's bring on Stephanie. She's calling in from Des Moines, Washington. She's got a few family issues that she wanted a little bit of help with. So, Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned the last 3 weeks because I've had a heart chakra that's just been like a vertebrae out and just quakes of energy coming up and just constantly going like that. And just
it's been absolutely amazing. The last 3 weeks, it is just amazing. This is around the world. Nobody's not getting affected by this. People could, even if they could shove it way down in their subconscious, but it is absolutely affecting everybody.
I'm knotted up all the time, no matter what. But part of what I believe is happening with me, I was abused sexually as a child by my father. My mother, I had repressed memory come back 3 years ago, is trying to browbeat me into saying it didn't happen, and I'm holding my ground saying he needs to be accountable, and he needs to, my work is to say I forgive him. His is to either accept it or not, which they haven't, and they own the property that I'm at, and they've been very abusive to me since then. And they're threatening me with my pets now that I have to get them out. It's just another way of wounding me, and I'm afraid to go to work and leave these guys here without someone to protect them. I feel this fear and anxiety so hard. They're here right now, or my father's over at another unit fixing it up, and I'm afraid to go to work right now again. So what can we do to kind of maybe...
Well, you know what? First of all, when I see when it comes down to it, remember, when your energy, your heart is opening up, Stephanie, what you're energetically doing is that where you've modulated your energy in the past, because when we have had abuse in the past, then our energy, we start modulating our energy. We start turning down our light because our light is what they're after. They want the light. The light is what they seek is outside of their self. And so then we learn very early, oh, gosh, they want the light. I better turn this down. So it's going from a 1,000-watt light bulb to a 100,000-watt light bulb to a 50,000-watt 50-watt light bulb. So think of the biggest thing. I'm seeing that you can put protective grids around your animals, and I'm putting one around your place and your animals, and your dad won't be able to touch them, because think of that he will, I see him going back, stepping back like he touched a hot fire, and so he's going to feel that. When we put this, it's the light, again, that he is now afraid of. So there's a part where he puts his eyes down and is looking toward the past, and so he's off to the left side, so there's a part of him that absolutely is reviewing the past. And so if you put the energetic grids around the cat, the animals, and seeing that they're going to be protected, and there's a part of him that he wouldn't cross that line. It's like their threat is what they want to do. We're going to go to the break, and so I'm going to talk to you during the break. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, guest host of the Dr. Pat Show.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom Liotta at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3000. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Do you have questions about a job, finances, or relationships? Astrologer Madeline Gerwick is offering special 30-minute personal consultations about love, money, or career for just $85. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call Madeline at 877-524-8300 to schedule. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S BusinessGuides.com. So stop wondering and start asking.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul, Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit mbsconnect.com.
You may not have heard, so listen carefully. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered, including asthma, pneumonia, flu, diabetes, AIDS, hepatitis C, the common cold, and dozens of others. The details of this amazing secret have been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book so that it will never be lost. Written in simple language, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century is easy to understand. In Africa and the Americas, over 100,000 cases of malaria and other diseases have been successfully treated with miracle mineral supplement. Many successful clinical trials have been run using the same formula. You can download the first half of the Miracle Mineral book for free by going to miraclemineral.org. That's miraclemineral.org. Take back your health today. Go to miraclemineral.org.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we were talking to Stephanie about what to do with abusive parents with animals. And so what I wanted everyone to hear was a wonderful technique that is absolutely powerful beyond words. And remember that everything is energy, and we are using energy techniques here that are, it's amazing, especially with these energies that are coming down, the fifth dimensional energies. It totally supports us because it's reminding us to turn to love, to our wholeness and holiness. And so you visualize an infinity eight, and so that's a sideways eight. You're in one circle or one loop of the eight, and then you put your dad or in your mom. And so you put, take one at a time. So you put your mom in there, you put your dad in there. And this is for anybody. You could put a person, an ex-partner, it doesn't matter if they're dead or alive, a scenario of fear in that eight. And then you visualize the fifth dimensional energy coming from 12 feet above your head and all the way to 12 feet underneath and pull in that energy. Or the violet flame is all about transformation. You're visualizing the dolphins going through and swimming around the eight, brings in that telepathic high-frequency energy of the dolphins and the whales. And then as soon as, Stephanie, where you feel filled up, as soon as you do this, you'll feel it I hear like ding, like the oven's done. And so I'll feel complete in my heart. And because when I'm in the eight and I'm putting this transformational energy, what I'm directing and pro-directing, this is what you're going to do, is that you're putting, and this is what we're already setting this then right now. So I'm putting you in eight and your dad in eight. And we're saying in all directions of space of time, we are cutting any cords that connect you, and especially that have negative, traumatic, fear-filled, abusive events. We're cutting those cords. And so, and this works in any direction of space of time. We're going over to where the 8 makes an X. And so, again, think of an 8, the number 8. We're cutting that. And so then you're in your own circle. That is 12 feet out of your circle. And that means that's your own energy space. And then it's allowing you to fill out your whole energy field. And it cuts cords. Sometimes when we do this, when I first did this with my ex-husband, it felt like I couldn't cut through it at first. So keep on doing that, but it's going to really protect you. It's going to protect the animals. Do it with your mother. It's a very powerful shamanic technique. This is real, and that's also where you can find your peace, because when I'm looking at your dad's energy and he's reflecting down and his eyes are on the ground, that he's already holding the posture of saying sorry. And the physical body is 0.01%, and so you might not get it in the physical body, But knowing that and the energy that he's holding the posture of sorry will allow your little child to heal at a cellular level. Your whole root chakra just opened up, and I saw roses. Roses are all about forgiveness. Forgiveness sets us free. And so, and you know what? Then going back to the seven laws of creation, one of them is the law of karma, one of the law of cause and effect. We don't get away with anything here or over there. So if he doesn't have total accountability here, you know that he's going to in one way or another. And so it goes back to the only thing that we have to take care of and be responsible for is our own energy field. So the more you're opening up the heart chakra, the more that energy actually scares them, because it's about love. And if they're about fear, it's going to have them kind of absolutely step away from you. Okay, Stephanie?
I also had an idea from a channeler that was on air this week, last week, talking about how you can verbally out loud talk to their higher self.
Absolutely.
And I've done that, and I just hope that that took hold.
It's whenever we do this, we are in it. What's really key about that, I even tell people to scream and swear and get it out of your physical body, but make sure you put yourself in a bubble of light, because you don't. When we can throw arrows to people just as much as they can throw arrows to us. And so when you're getting it out, make sure there's a bubble of light. So you're saying, I am getting this out. I'm talking to them. I'm going higher self to higher self. And I also, if I'm getting the cellular post-traumatic stress out of my body, if I want to get to that child's aid and scream and swear and just jump up and down, you're literally getting out of the body. You don't want to direct the arrows to them, because, again, we're shooting the arrows out. They're going to come back to us. That's the way it is. And so all of those techniques work. Shamans, the medicine person got picked because they were able to transmute disease out of people's energy fields. And we're remembering that we're all shamans here. And so we're waking up to that shamanic part, that everything happens in energy. So it cannot not. So absolutely talking to their higher self automatically works. That's where we're all connected. This is where we're at the tip of the iceberg of understanding the tools that we have that can work to help with people, and that the energy component is so wonderful, because it cannot not work. That's just the bottom line. Not work.
I just sent love and asked for them to send it back and forgiveness and peace, and for them to honor and love me as a gift in their life and my pets and to stop this. So that was what I did with my highest self conversation.
Perfect.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad you're
welcome.
Doing what the bleep happened to the secret again, because I couldn't get in time, and I'm so thrilled about it. So thank you for doing that again.
All right, you're welcome.
Have a good day, you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Stephanie, for calling in. Carrie, you want to run off to another one?
Sure.
Okay, let me also give out the number here, 1-800-930-2819 for the Carrie O'Connor Show. It's 1-800-930-2819. We have David calling in from Seattle. He actually had a reading with you, Carrie, earlier in the year, around September, actually, and he just wanted to see where he's at now. Actually, you were right on, too, by the way, is what he said. So, David.
All right.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, David.
Great show. I called in September, and you told me about healing I was going to have from the PTSD I've had for so long, and it happened that way. So it's so amazing.
Wonderful.
But so I'm feeling a lot better, a lot different. I'm feeling I still have my some of the same things that were holding. I'm wondering if that's just I'm still just
you know what it is,
letting
David?
Go of that.
Right.
Yeah.
When we release such core, that's what I was talking about earlier, when we could have like residual energy, right? And so that residual energy, when we flip the energy where 51% of our energy is in alignment of releasing, it's creating new patterns. It's going back literally in your history. Our history is eons. And so we could have a residual affection. So when we're feeling it's a residual, it's like feeling a dull ache instead of a big stabbing in your chest, right? And so, but you also have enough pathways that have it where your body doesn't collapse, where before your body would collapse into a defense mechanism that would then have the post-traumatic stress deactivated, and it was like you were reliving it. And so this is when you flip the energy around. It's like, again, that dull ache. And so it's important when you're feeling them to what I call a stop, drop, and roll. So it's getting into your body, getting into the heart. Put your even hand on your heart, knowing that you're directing your energy. Get into that heart energy. Expand the heart. So visualize the heart chakra from the top of your head down to the bottom of your feet, and then expand out from the inside out, down from the subatomic particles of your physical being, expanding energy out through your physical body, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Because what I'm also seeing you're getting activated with was the wash I was talking about. That was 3 weeks ago. That is opening up people's heart chakras. And there's a part when I'm seeing David, your right foot is doing happy feet. When I see happy feet, it's like dancing. So it's a child that knows this energy is all about reconnection. It's all about love. It's all about really opening up our heart signatures, and like attracts like. So you're allowing yourself to, you recognize this energy. This is soul food for you. And so you're taking this in, allowing the energy to repattern itself. And as it's doing, it's expanding your whole, think of like a curtain going up over your, like a shade going up over your heart energy. And it feels safe enough for you to show your signature out louder and louder and louder, and that you don't have to have any fears of the past, right? And so as you're doing this, this is huge expansion. This is, again, happy feet means that this is why you came down here, and that this energy that's kind of going to continue to come down is right up your alley. It's soul food for you, which is going to continue, especially in 209, the first 6 months. We're continuing to have these love washes. Think of these love washes, again, help realign your body and expand into your energy field. And it's a great time, especially from now to March for you, as far as December to March, as far as really planting seeds, feng shui and clearing house, and especially when it gets into mid-January to mid-March, there's a real manifest. I've seen a rainbow and a pot of gold in mid-March. And so there's a, so that means, again, plant seeds, manifesting ideas, good time to see where monies are at, because the pot of gold, when I see coins, that means literal money opportunities coming towards you with the, and so picture yourself standing in Miracle-Gro right now. And so there's a time of putting ideas to work, being proactive, really taking the steps to be able to open doors and opportunities, and understand that we, when we work with the Creator as our primary partner, that means that we're working with our higher self and infinite possibilities. And so it leaves us wide open to have things come in amazing ways, amazing directions, amazing ways, because it's unlimited possibilities when we have our connection with Source. And so that's a wonderful thing. And so really working from December to that March, taking the energy in, doesn't stop at March either. It's going to continue to fly and express. And I keep on seeing the lotus flower unfolding in front of your, and underneath your feet and top of your head. And so that energy is very, it gives you an energetic support, just like I was talking to the first caller of how important it is for us to feel energetically backed up. There's a part of our subconscious that we all want to know that we have somebody backing us up. And so when we feel this, it allows us to expand more out. It allows us to show our heart signature. And I always go back to Marianne Williamson's, her whole saying about there's nothing enlightening about shrinking our light. Many of us, especially sensitive old souls, have modulated our energy, turned our light down because it made other people uncomfortable. And so this is where it's happy days, so we don't have to turn down our light anymore, because it's like new rules. And so think of the new rules are that we are shining our light, that light is all about love. That light is helping other people find their own light. It acts like a tuning fork. And so this is a win-win for you. And again, happy feet on the right side means more happiness, more miraculous things happening to you, things that you felt impossible are happening to you and coming to you. Okay, we got to go to the last break of the hour, I believe. Holy smokes, time flies. Listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be back.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat for the Ageless Secret Water Energizing Skin Spray. It immediately improved my skin elasticity by 50%. I proved its energetic claims by doing a test with a glass of water, and it amazingly changed the water through the glass. This is the most incredible skin care product I have ever seen. You've got to see this for yourself. Call 888-424-4247 or visit agelesssecret.com. That's agelesssecret.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub, Danielle Rama Hoffman, and world-renowned harpist Peter Sterling for a sacred sound journey to Egypt, February 2009. Picture yourself meditating to magical harp music inside the Great Pyramid, luxuriating on a Nile cruise, and exploring sacred temples in private visits for travel that expands your consciousness and opens your heart. Call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's P-A-S-A-D-O SafeHaven.org.
Are you looking for a unique place to book your holiday party? Here's a hot tip. The new Zenai Center in Bellevue. Zenai's co-founder and private celebrity chef, Curtis Ross, will serve you and your guests delicious, healthy cuisine and conscious cocktails in 4,000 square feet of beautiful, sustainable open space. Contact Zenai at 425-457-7665 or visit ZenaiCenter.net. That's ZenaiCenter.net.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go back to the phone line?
Sounds like a groovy plan. Let me just go and get my little cursor over here. So many hands, so little time. Sarah from Issaquah is calling in. She's looking into maybe buying another house. She's wondering if it's a good idea. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. By the way, I talked to you a couple months ago, and you were so right on. I could hardly wait to hear what you have to say about this. There's this other property next door, and we want to buy it, and I'm wondering if you think that that's a good idea.
I'm seeing it thumbs up on the right side, so when I see that, actually it's really kind of interesting because I see the instant thing that I was getting celebrations, party, balloons, like Happy New Year, thumbs up, thumbs up.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's all good. But then I go to the right side, the left side, there's no buts with this because this means I just want to bring out any kind of, I don't feel it's within your energy. It's I see somebody with their hand behind their back as far as, and they're not doing thumbs down, but they're doing like iffy. So think of what I'm seeing that's the left side represents past. The left side is the feminine energy. The rest left side even is like mom's lineage and stuff like that. And so there could be a hesitation. You're married, correct?
Correct.
Okay, is your husband kind of worried about this?
He's very worried because we're buying it for him to make a glass studio and kind of a bed and breakfast out of.
Yep, okay,
and
okay.
He kind of feels as though I'm doing it all for him.
Yep, okay, all right. Because when I get pulled over here, again, on the right side, 75% of the energy field, when I look at it's all, again, wonderful celebration, New Year's, glasses tilting, very good stuff. Then I get pulled to his energy. I see part of his hands behind. I see his hand going like somebody saying, Benny was like half and half, okay, mediocre, that kind of deal. And so, when he puts his hand behind his back, meaning that even subconsciously, his child, that past experiences. And so what does that mean? That means
he's worried. He's scared.
Yes, exactly. So that's where I would, the thing, sir, is where he puts his hand behind his back. That's where I would just, because there's a part of him that I'm seeing that he's, might not want to voice how much he's scared is almost like I see him as a little boy, as far as we all have a little boy and little girl in us. And so he could even be feeling, again, shame. I'm assuming about 5 to 7 years old. So I'd go back on what was going on with family dynamics, especially with mother when he was 5 to 7 years old. And that could even be going to school and feeling the school is an auditory nightmare, and that he was used to quiet and hearing pin drop. Something's going on that goes back to, is more to his 5 to 7 year old than it is the circumstances that are happening right now. But when I combine your energy together, your combined go for it, your combined enthusiasm, your combined energy of like attracts like is bringing the benefits to him. So, you know, in a relationship where sometimes we have to take the lead and the other person is just working on their stuff, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so, yep, and I'm seeing that. There's a part of him that even can be leaning on you right now, and that he can be really leaning on you, sir, where he doesn't, it's almost like I want to pay back to her. I don't want her to see how much I'm leaning on her right now. That kind of thing, where I would just totally want to voice to him and say, this is what partnership is all about. We're here to remind each other when we could be going through a shaky time or an upsetting time that I'm there for you. And actually what you're doing is you're holding space for that little child within him, that 5 to 7 year old, that could do some profound healing that goes back to his roots, and then it's a wonderful period. So when I see as far as Lando, again, I'm seeing that it's a good move, a smooth move. I feel like I'm confirming for this for you, thumbs up, all of that stuff. And again, your energy, you're directing it out, and I love when I see white, blue energy. That's fifth dimensional energy. So that's, again, celebration, cheers, living, and I'm seeing as far as with your husband that he comes in alignment with this, and I'm also hearing laying it on the table. So having him be able to take the initiative, lay it all on the table, say pros and cons, and then I'm seeing him kind of like act like he's caught in his throat. Does he not speak out as far as everything that's going on real deep with him? You know how people could
absolutely
talk? Okay, all right.
Correct.
So being able to have it where, because I keep on hearing his grandmother talk about how sensitive he is with his ears, and she's showing me my friend Sharon, and Sharon's a musician. She just has very sensitive ears. Benny does too. It's like people that are very musically inclined or people that work in sound or studios or that kind of thing. They're highly attuned to their ears. A lot of times they don't even realize how much they're acutely aware of sound. And so there's something that your husband is the same way, and he might not really realize how much he's acutely aware of sound, and especially change of sound. So there's a part where they notice the subtle shifts of the energy. So this is where laying on the table, being able to support him energetically. There's a part of him of just not filling the words in for him, sir, but it's just again, I see that making sure that everything's quiet. That's where I would have no interruptions, making sure the phone is off, making sure no kids are going to be running through or that kind of thing, making sure that everything feels safe and it's more for his little child. Even have it be nice lights, romantic movie, like romance, like candles, that kind of softness. And it's not for necessary for romance, it's for inviting. It's almost like a birthing process. So it's welcoming in him to be able to speak. If he speaks better after a glass of wine or whatever, or a good meal, that kind of deal, is like having him be able to lay it out on the line. And then I'm seeing that he could feel like he could jump right in, and that he doesn't have to put his hand behind to his back. And so that is really would be a wonderful thing to do, because I'm seeing, again, the whole thing is buying the land. It's thumbs up, gifts to you, time, a long time overdue, all of those kind of things. And so that's a good sign.
Oh, wonderful. Oh. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right.
Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day, and congratulations for you. Good for you. And I want to remind you, again, of up-and-coming events. We have a lot of stuff going on. We have What the Bleep Happened to the Secret. And so if you were on that Sunday call and there was static, we're redoing it. And so we're redoing the whole thing. And actually, I was really glad to hear that a lot of people, everything's meant for a reason, because there was a lot of people that got to talk to each other, that got to form their own community, and they were going back and forth as we were having some technical difficulties. And so I appreciate appreciate everybody's patience as we are learning to do techno and energy. My energy literally blows a lot of computers. It really, a lot of people, when I go to studios, they ask me not to come back because their electrical stuff does this. It kind of acts weird. It happens when I tape TV, too. So as part of my energy with electrics, I just am working on stopping it because it can be quite irritating at times. But going back to, we are doing the What to Believe Happens secret. It's very empowering. It is absolutely keys to manifesting because it is our birthright to be manifesting money, health, relationships, all of it, security, love, all of that. It is our birthright. It is what we are. It's part of written in our DNA. And so here we're entering in and saying, you know what? I want, I deserve that. And so it's part of, again, what we came down here to do. And there's absolutely keys to be able to open to that. And as we open into it, then it will become our reality. So we're going into that. And then this weekend, we do have the mediumship class that's very, very popular. A lot of people are, I get a lot of emails back about how they're happy they are because they could connect to their own people, that all of a sudden they realize they start connecting the dots to the signs. And there's, again, a lot of good feedback with that. And so this is giving you the empowerment tools because there's a part where the practice makes it perfect. There's a part where I teach you what I know and learn and what I'm guided to teach to make it easier for you. And so it's like energetically opening the door for you. So and we are tuning you, and that means clearing out. Think of the cobwebs that could have been holding you back for one reason or another. A lot of times it's like a cellular fear because we hear spirit when we're children and we shut it down because it could scare us and our parents might not support it. All of it's good because right now we're talking about staying in the present and creating the futures, the quote futures of what we want and how we create it is by the present day energy. So this is a clean day, new day. And so learning to open up your mediumship skills are wonderful. And forgiveness for the holiday is on the 16th. And that's a free teleclass. All this information, again, is on union1111@yahoo.com. And or you could go to the website, carrieoconnor.com, and put in this. It's sign up for the newsletter so you can automatically get our constant contacts that lets you know. Because out of the blue, spirit come in as they carry you a cost. And I do a free telecost. And so if you're not on that list, then you don't get it. So carrieoconnor.com, CarrieOconnor, or union1111@yahoo.com. And again, I do give out free energy exercises. And energy is what we are. The exercises are not like going to the gym. This allows you to maintain a clear energy field. Think of the clearer we are, it's shutting down the static that we have in daily life, the more you can co-create like a master. And signing off, may you align with the divine, and I will see you next week.